It's true, he almost spans the totality of the TV business, the TV news business. That's not quite accurate. He came on the air in 1969. He was one of the first African-American men to be on the TV news and became an anchor in 1972. So you're talking two, three generations of Washingtonians that have watched Vance and watched him almost up to the end. He went all the way almost to the end of his life.
Now, one thing you hear over and over when people talk about him is that he didn't just read the news, but he talked to you. He connected with you through that camera.
Yes, and that's really something that's so hard to define about an anchor person. Why do you like them? Why do you watch that person instead of the other person? You know, there's an old saying in the TV news business that people don't watch the news. They watch the people who give them the news. And people watched Vance, and I would also say they watched Doreen Gensler, his co-anchor. There was just something appealing about them, something that connected, something that really got to the viewer. And it's very hard to be the top anchor, the most popular anchor for as long as they were, because, you know, the programming around them changes, the audience comes and goes, but they were just the landmark. They were the stability year after year.
Paul, what is the legacy he leaves behind?
Well, I think he was the kind of figure that we're never going to see again. The number one guy over and over. The TV news business has changed so much during his lifetime. He recognized that. He knew that. Audiences are scattering. Audiences are getting smaller. You're never going to have one figure like him who's the consensus popular choice day in, year after year, the way he was. And his legacy is to a business that has changed and will never be the same again.